Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, March 26th edition of Byers & Company. Jerry Johnson will join us on the other side of this with the Decatur Area Arts Council and the first ever virtual Corks and Forks, plus Debbie Bogle from the United Way, more fun from the couch, and a ton of giveaways for restaurants coming up now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur and taking all the precautions. For those of you who don't know, one of the surprising things back in the day when we'd have like people in the radio station and we would do tours is that people find that Nick and I are not in the same room.
Yeah.
We're not sitting next to each other. There's a wall and a big glass window in between us and about 25 feet.
Yeah, we're not on a couch.
And all of our guests are joining us via phone line.
Yep.
We got to get that phone line sponsored.
Yeah, we do.
That's become a big thing now.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's the hottest thing going on.
Yeah, but we are encouraging all of you. I'll give you some numbers in New Orleans and Louisiana. They're going to stun you because of Mardi Gras. I mean, it's the perfect incubator for the argument about why social distancing and staying at home matters. They're right off this, and now they have the fastest growing numbers in the world, the entire globe. We'll also talk about what should people be charged with. There was a woman in a Pennsylvania supermarket who coughed all over food intentionally. The grocery store had to destroy $35,000 worth of food.
That's terrorism.
Is it? I mean, for sure.
Because
I can see some of the people we deal with doing stuff like this because they're just...
Or doing that to police officers. Or licking. Yeah, that's terrorism. There's no question.
All right, we'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Debbie Bogle with us to talk about the United Way's efforts and the Howard gift and what that's going to mean for the food pantries and moving forward, that $1 million commitment. We'll get all of that in today. But it is our great pleasure to welcome Jerry Johnson to the program from the Decatur Area Arts Council. Obviously, Jerry, this has changed the way everyone is doing everything. And I think it's kind of brave of you guys and admirable that you're saying, hey, we're going to go on with this, but we're going to go on with it a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. We had considered the event, of course, and given the governor's mandate, and also the event requires a great deal of collaboration with people from all over the community, restaurants and the food vendors, and not to mention a gathering of 600 people in one place. So we thought it would still be a great idea to have a fun evening. It's the same night, April 30th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., to have a live streaming online virtual Corks and Forks.
All right, so it is 6:30 to 8:30. I just want to make sure we get all the accurate information out there, correct?
6:30 to 9:30, the same time that Corks and Forks usually takes place.
Okay.
On Thursday, April 30th.
Okay, yep. So you're going to have a virtual Corks and Forks. By the way, this is the 20th anniversary of this event. Every time we hit like a 20 mark, I go, that can't be, but it is. What will happen during those 3 hours? How do people access it, and how can we help?
Well, it is going to be, as I said, live streaming. Jason Albright, he works part-time at the Arts Council as our events and marketing coordinator. He and I will be hosting this. Our studio will be in our Ann Lloyd Gallery, so he and I will be there, along with minimal number of folks in the room to operate our technology. And if possible, we will have an occasional guest in. So we'll have a variety of activities like interviews with restaurateurs, people who are experts on wine, our sponsors, and a variety of other community folks who are connected with the Arts Council. We want this to be a community event, and you don't have to buy a ticket to tune in. You just go to DecaturArts.org, and there'll be a link there where you can stream this thing anytime or the entire evening. It's entirely up to you. But in addition to the interviews, we will have live an online auction, some live games where you can call in, make a gift, and then make some choices about what you want to do with the game, and there'll be prizes, real prizes. for those kind of games. So we've got a lot of things planned, and we're working out the technology and reaching out to folks to see about their interest in being a part of it.
All right. Well, you know, as a partner and a believer in the arts, you know, we will do everything we can to get this out to folks so that they can access it. And really, I mean, it is a shame because this is just, you know, the financial ramifications that we just heard with, you know, jobless claims, highest on record. This is the largest fundraiser you guys do all year. Am I correct in that?
That's absolutely correct, and it's very important to us. This time of year in general, we have our Color Our Community annual giving campaign going on in March and then the Corks and Forks in April. So it's very important to the Arts Council in terms of fundraising this time, and it's unfortunate, the circumstances, but we have to do our best to try and keep the organization going because we're looking toward the future.
Absolutely, as we all have to. DecaturArts.org, by the way, the website, I know you guys have canceled some bus trips. You canceled the April 1st Friday Gallery Walk, which is really just quality of life sort of thing for this community. And like everyone else, right, we're just going to keep crawling until we get out the other side of this and survive and keep moving forward.
Right. We don't have an exhibit in our gallery, of course, through the month of April. All of our classes have been canceled through the month of April. But we're hoping that we can continue to make plans, say, for May and that for June. International Arts Experience, Discover Mexico is our theme for our June-July exhibit in the gallery. And we're still planning, putting plans together for that. We've lined up classes for the summer, so when it's time to be creatively social, you can come on down to the Arts Council and take a class with us. It's always looking to the future, and we think this is an important part of it. You can look to keep an eye out. Jason and I recorded a video podcast yesterday, and he's editing that, and we're going to hopefully issue that today about the virtual Corks and Forks. We call it the social distancing event of the spring season. And so it should be a lot of fun.
All right, Jerry, keep us posted and we'll keep the word out there. And good luck to you, Jerry Johnson, the executive director of the Decatur Area Arts Council. I find it admirable that people are finding a way to move on, right? I mean, you know, you're not going to raise as much money doing this as you would the normal event.
Right.
But you can't, if you can find a way to do something without canceling it that doesn't put anybody in jeopardy, why not?